This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
As you probably heard, recently many of the biggest tech companies joined in a coordinated effort to censor content from broadcaster Alex Jones.
They're never going to remove him. That's crazy. That's too far.
This isn't about Alex Jones. This is about freedom.
Trump's election and Alex Jones' popularity are merely symptoms of a corrupt and failed status quo.
You have about 800 million followers. That's why you're banned.
Social media censorship.
Virtually every day, the big tech companies censor someone else whose political opinions they disagree with.
Facebook censored our free speech, and shame on the ones that don't even see that we have been censored.
For many on the left, the view seems to have become that if you can't beat them, prevent them from speaking.
They've broken their algorithm to try to steal this election.
And now they're down to the last corners of the internet. Oh no, conservatives can speak to one another. We must shut it off.
People know what's true. They can smell it. You can't stop them from knowing.
And we're back on the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. Thanks for joining me today. This is Mike Adams, and I'm going to be joined in an upcoming segment by Stuart Rhodes from Oath Keepers. He's here live in studio in person. It's actually the first time that I've ever met him in person, which is interesting because I've known about his work for many, many years. But this is going to be a crucial segment to tune into because I'll be asking Stuart about the Spartan group, which is being trained now to defend people against the violence of Antifa, which is, of course, a domestic terrorism group that uses masked faces. They mask themselves so they can carry out violent crimes with apparent impunity. And they commit felony assault on a regular basis. They bash people over the heads with bike locks, and many of them They display weapons, and they openly talk about using those weapons to shoot patriots and to shoot Trump supporters. And, you know, at some point, you have to defend yourself against that kind of violence. And so Stuart Rhodes' group, the Spartans, or Spartans with Oath Keepers, is part of that national defense, taking a defensive posture, not an aggressive posture. It's not about instigating violence. It's about halting violence, which is the correct posture that all of us follow who are concealed firearms carriers like myself. In all the training that I've gone through with firearms, pistol, rifle training, battle training or self-defense training, all the training that I've gone through with, former and current military, because I know a lot of people in the military and they have brought me up to speed on a lot of important defensive tactics. The number one posture is defensive. You don't instigate violence, but you are able to and willing to defend yourself against violent attacks. And if necessary, you may one day be called to defend your nation against an attempted takeover or an enemy invasion or a communist coup attempt carried out by people who hate your country and who are trying to destroy it. So these are very real and very serious issues to discuss, but we always discuss them from the point of view of a defensive posture. So all these accusations that patriots are violent people or trying to commit violence, it's nonsense. There might be a few outliers on the fringes on both sides of the political spectrum who are unhinged. The mass shooters out there mostly comes down to mental illness or psychiatric drugs. But most, nearly all patriots and conservatives and Trump supporters, even when they carry firearms, they do so with a defensive posture, knowing that it is not only our right, but even our duty to help protect our communities, if necessary, to help protect our men and women in blue, who deserve our protection. Many times they're vastly outnumbered. And if there is an outbreak of violence, as I think will happen very soon, probably between the end of the election and the new year, we will probably be in a situation where we need to offer assistance to law enforcement that are trying to keep law and order in our societies to prevent society from breaking down into total chaos, where rampant violence and arson and destruction of businesses and destruction of property is being carried out by radical, hate-filled leftists who literally want to destroy this country and kill as many people as possible in the process. So We're going to talk Stuart Rhodes here. We're going to talk about that posture. We're going to talk about defending our nation and how we uphold law and order and a civil society as we defend this great republic known as the United States of America. We'll be right back with Stuart Rhodes and more. Stay with us.
Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I'm going to speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
From the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, we're back on the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show today. Thanks for joining us. This is Mike Adams, joined in studio today by Stuart Rhodes of Oath Keepers. And Stuart has joined us. Where are you actually based? What city are you normally residing in?
I'm in Kalispell, Montana.
Okay, Montana. Well, you've come a long way to be in studio here. Go ahead and lean into the microphone a little bit more if you could.
You bet.
So welcome.
Thanks.
It's great to have you here in studio.
Yeah, what a pleasure.
Just give us a little background of Oath Keepers. You know, I'm sure most people aren't very familiar with your work, but just in case a few aren't, go ahead and tell us a little bit about Oath Keepers.
Well, we started up in 2009, and the prime motivator for me was two things. One was Katrina. When we saw what happened in Katrina, we had cops obey unconstitutional orders to disarm people who were just trying to protect themselves. And also the growth of executive power, in particular, the claimed power of the president to detain any American as an enemy combatant. When I was a student at Yale Law School, I focused on that. It was quite a, you know, crossing of the Rubicon of that claimed authority. So I wanted to focus on the men with the guns. And since then, we've grown nationwide. We were known for being on the rooftops in Ferguson, guarding against arsonists. We're known for being at Bundy Ranch. Most recently, this last year, we stood up against Antifa all over the country and protected people against their violence in the streets.
Now, the members of Oath Keepers, my understanding is many of them are current or former law enforcement.
Absolutely correct.
Military.
Right. So military, police, and first responders, like firefighters, EMTs, search and rescue. And the main point is to go to the tip of the spear, the ones who would be used against the American people, but also the ones that have the skills to defend the American people, and whether they're current serving or retired. Like I was a paratrooper in the Army, so a lot of our guys are veterans.
So is it fair to say that the oath part of Oath Keepers is about keeping our oath,
yeah,
the oath that we took to defend this nation?
Absolutely. There's no new oath. It's just simply the oath we took when we were in service. And it's the obligation to support and defend the Constitution, which comes from the Constitution itself. You know, the founders put that in there for a reason.
So what about in situations like you mentioned in Katrina, where local law enforcement were violating the Constitution? They were going door to door and demanding people's lawfully owned firearms.
Well, it was just locals. That was kind of the problem. You had cops who were federalized and brought in from all over the country obeying unconstitutional orders. And part of that of ignorance and conditioning to disobey orders, but we know that's no excuse.
Right. So what would Oath Keepers want to see in that situation?
A stand down, absolute refusal. And we had one entire unit from the National Guard of Utah that did refuse to participate. That's a good model example of what can be done in Katrina. So some guys did the right thing, but most of them did not.
So is that because the mindset, the training in law enforcement and military is often just follow orders, but you're also supposed to interpret. You're supposed to think for yourself as well.
Right, exactly. Right?
I mean, you're human. We're not robots yet.
Well, we're supposed to. Well, that's
cyborgs.
That's why the oath is the requirement to defend the Constitution is in the Constitution itself. You know,
right.
And in the military, like I was in the military, you're taught they teach about my line, they teach you about, you know, where the lines are, the laws of war, but they don't teach enough about what to do here domestically. And with law enforcement, unfortunately, there's this mindset among political class as well. Well, hey, if there's an emergency, we can go ahead and just throw it out the window. Well, sure. And I was even on Bill O'Reilly's show not too long after that, and he's like, well, that was an emergency. I said, well, so what? You know, bad weather does not suspend the Constitution. That's when you need your firearms during an emergency.
Well, especially when looters are going door to door, you know, stealing from people.
Right.
I'm not giving up my firearm in that kind of scenario.
And you have a breakdown, and you have a breakdown in law enforcement. And this is what's kind of perverse is the founders expected all of us to be the militia, right? And nowadays, of course, that's frowned upon. And so the idea is that this warrior class of professionals protects us, and we're not allowed to protect ourselves.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And that's what liberals want for America, is that you as an individual have no right, they believe, to defend yourself, and that you have to delegate that right to a special class of people
right.
who are controlled by the government and can easily abuse their power. But the decentralization of that power is when every citizen has a legal firearm and can defend themselves or can take part in the defense of their community.
Absolutely.
And that's what, I mean, America has been that way since its founding.
Well, that was the entire design of the founders, that they intended that the military power be in the hands of the people, that we are, you know, they're one and the same, not the separation between the warrior class and then the working class, you know, like in Plato's Republic, where you have the bronze and the silver and the gold. So their ideal was, as that's why they say in the Second Amendment, it's necessary for the security of a free state. You're not secure, you're not free without it. You have to have the dispersion of power, like you said.
Right.
It's also the only way it's going to be effective. In Katrina, you had cops being brought from all over the country, and there still weren't enough cops to secure people against the looters.
Good point. That's right. A decentralized system of self-defense and protection is a very strong and resilient system.
Yep.
And that's okay. Now, for those watching on Infowars.com, I want to ask you, about your parents. You're wearing an eye patch. People on the radio can't necessarily see that, obviously. But I want to ask you, that's not just for show,
no.
Right?
I've got an old – I lost my eye in an accident many years ago, and it's just recently ruptured again, my prosthetic, and I think I could get it rebuilt. So until that happens, I'm a pirate. I get to play pirate.
Okay. I just want people to understand that there's a medical reason for your eye.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's right.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now,
I'm not trying to play Nick Fury.
Yeah, exactly. Right. The website for Oath Keepers.
It's oathkeepers.org. Right.
Okay. And I want to ask you about the Spartan group, the Spartan training that Oath Keepers is now pursuing.
Yes.
As I understood from your announcements, this was a group to help defend innocent people from the violence being initiated by Antifa in particular. Is that correct?
That's right. And also to be there as a pool to be used by a sheriff for the posse, to be volunteers to protect our schools. And based upon the very successful two-year running program that Sheriff Judd has in Polk County, Florida, where he uses local military veterans and police veterans along with volunteers in the school system itself and parents, he trains them all to standard, and they guard and protect the schools. So we want to see that replicated across the country. So we want to get motivating people to train and organize so they're available to be the posse for their sheriff or to be the militia of their state if called up by their governor.
So the sheriff could just turn to this group that are all part of your organization, Spartan Training.
Mm-hmm.
The sheriff could say, in an emergency, they could deputize this entire group if there were real chaos going on and people needed extra protection. Is that possible?
Well, similarly, what I really want to do, the goal is not to have a group of Oath Keepers. It's to have the people of the county trained and organized. So whether they join Oath Keepers or not, I don't really care.
Right.
I just want to see them trained. So these training groups are open to anybody in any group.
It's kind of like Appleseed training.
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
There you go. Very much like Appleseed.
Got it.
But we want to see them organized. We want to see them organized down to the county level so that they're available. They know each other. They're used to training together. They've worked out all the bugs, and they know how to work together as a team,
okay.
And they can be turned into the posse like that.
Oh, wow. Okay. So how does someone join this training?
You go to our website, and there's a post on our front page about the Spartan training groups. They can go on there. They'll have to apply. We will vet them.
Uh-huh.
Because we don't want communists or anarchists or white nationalists, people who are domestic enemies of the Constitution. We don't want them coming.
So there's a background check? Does that include social media?
Absolutely. Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
It does.
What about a criminal history?
If they can give us their CCW, for example, that'd be a good shortcut to that.
Okay.
I mean, here's the bottom line. We can't train felons. I know some people are felons because of unjust, unconstitutional laws, but we have our military and veterans can't. Our military guys and police officers can't train felons.
Right.
But we do not want to train people who are enemies of the Constitution.
Yes.
So must be some vetting.
Okay, so once they get accepted into the program, then they would join some local training group.
Right.
And what does this training entail?
Well, we want to train them for three main points. One is to be able to protect the schools. Second is to be able to protect public events against leftist violence. And a third is to be available as the militia to deploy on the border and secure our border.
Wow.
We see two existential threats right now. The border is one of them. If we don't seal the border, we're going to have, you know, the Democrat plan is to bring in more people from the third world, and they hope they'll vote Democrat.
Absolutely.
And that's what they're doing. And it's illegitimate, obviously. That's very subversive. That's the one big existential threat. The second one is the schools. They want to see more dead kids so that eventually, like in Australia or in England or in Scotland, they can eventually disarm us.
If we don't fix that, we're
in trouble.
Okay, so we're going to go to break here shortly, but when we come back, I want to ask you more about the border. I have questions about, you know, authority and the Border Patrol, or maybe a future government that doesn't want the border protected. How do you work out that kind of clash? I want to ask you about protecting schools when, obviously, the Democrats want schools to be gun-free zones, almost like magnets for shooting.
Right.
So how do we effectively protect children against nut jobs out there? But we'll be back with that and much more. You're watching The Alex Jones Show. Stuart Rhodes in studio.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
The Alex Jones Show.
Just a good old boy, never meaning no harm. Beats all you never saw. Been in trouble with the law since the day they was born.
All right, we're continuing with Oath Keepers. Stuart Rhodes here in studio. This is Mike Adams filling in for the fourth hour today on the Alex Jones Show. Thank you for sticking with us in at many different levels, by the way. So Stuart has been describing this new program. It's called Spartan. It's a training program inside Oath Keepers where citizens can be trained to help assist law enforcement or assist in the defense of their communities or perhaps even their own nation. I wanted to ask you about the border security situation. You said specifically that Spartan trainees or members may be called upon to help secure our nation's border. How do you plan to do that?
Well, the first thing that should happen, of course, is Trump should have ordered the military onto the border as his first act as president. That's what he should have done as commander-in-chief.
Yeah.
But he also can call upon the militia, which is all of us, and call us into federal service on his own.
So he doesn't need congressional approval.
He does not. He already has it.
Any of that.
Yeah. Congress has already provided for calling forth the militia, and he has the authority to do it. It's like he has the authority to deploy DOD assets right now.
And deploying the military on the border does not violate posse comitatus because it's securing the border, which is mentioned in the Constitution.
That's right. Or if you're concerned about that, you could have the Border Patrol actually enforce the laws, do the detention and processing, but you can have the military protect them. Like, for example, you had this Border Patrol agent shot, I think about 2 months ago in Arizona. He ran into a rip crew, was shot with AK-47, only survived because he had body armor on, he had plate armor on. But it would be nice to have a squad of Marines or a squad of Army infantry escorting him, protecting him while he enforces the laws.
Yes. But, of course, coming out of 8 years of Obama, we had a president who did not want any enforcement of the border.
Right.
Obviously, it's the Democrats' voter recruitment plan to have as many people just walk across the border and then get licensed to vote in California.
Yeah, absolutely. But now that we have Trump, why is Trump not doing what needs to be done? So I challenge him to do his job, frankly.
I don't know the answer to that either, but there's a lot that we wish he
too
would
many swamps, too many swamps.
Yeah,
answer,
I mean, look, he's doing a lot. You know, can you imagine being in his shoes right now and you're attacked and vilified and lied about every day?
Right.
Half the people that you could even try to hire are swamp creatures
who
are just beholden to the swamp. How do you even extricate yourself from that situation and save the country, you know, at the same time and exit the White House one day with your business still intact in his case?
I think he has to look at his own oath. You know, we voted him into office to take care of business and do what's right. And all he really has to do is call up General Mattis and get it done.
Hmm.
So he can do it. And they're going to demonize him and attack him no matter what he does. He must do the right thing.
That's true.
Yeah.
What about the wall? I mean, building the wall, whether it's entirely physical or if it's drone enhanced or what have you, do you think the wall will be effective if we don't have enough people there?
I was infantry in the Army. No barrier of any design is effective unless it's under observation and enforcement. You have to be able to observe, and then you have to be able to go and stop the breaches. So you must have monitoring. You can use sensors, you can use drones as force multipliers, but you still need boots on the ground. That's why you have to have us as the militia, National Guard, and the military on the border.
So in your view, the ideal thing would be for the president to simply declare, as the head of the executive branch, to declare what? Citizens defend the border? I mean, what?
To call up the militia. He would say, I'm calling forth the militia to repel an invasion.
But how do you have rules of engagement and all of that? What if people go down to the border and just start shooting?
No, they come under the authority. He brings them under the authority of the U.S. military.
I see.
And the first wave could be us with military prior training and law enforcement training.
Oh, I see.
So your first wave are men who already are trained. and then he turned around and he trained the rest of them. That's what he should be doing.
You said men. What about women? Are there women in your organization?
Of course.
What about transgenders? Do you have transgenders?
I don't think so.
Spartans?
Probably not.
I had to ask, Stuart. I had to ask.
You know what? I really don't care. As long as they're willing to go down and protect the Constitution and protect the border, go for it. You know?
See, I feel the same way.
I'll leave that up to the DOD,
I don't care
though.
What your private life is like. Right. If you defend this republic, if you defend the Constitution, you're on my team. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's kind of the way I feel about it. But I had to ask.
But I think cross-dressers is pretty bad for unit cohesion, frankly.
Well, I tend to agree with that. Yeah. Maybe that could be the California division of the Border Patrol right there. And maybe the governor of California would approve of them.
Maybe.
Yeah, okay. I don't mean to make too much light of the situation, but no I problem. Had to throw that out there. Okay, getting back to a more serious tone. So do you think there are enough volunteers in America to defend the border through the mechanism that you're mentioning here?
Sure, if they answer the call. But I think it takes two things. It takes the president willing to do it. I think if he did, they would. I think you have enough veterans in this country who would feel really good about being able to do something rather than being sent over to a foreign war. Where they don't feel like they did much good at all. Look at Iraq. It's a disaster.
Yeah.
You know, but this is something they can sink their teeth into and feel good about because it's actually here at home doing something that protects their country.
Well, and also, I mean, we saw a huge outpouring of veterans and former military willing to protect and defend schools.
You bet.
After every school shooting, there's all these people that say, hey, look, I'll volunteer.
Yeah.
I'll patrol the school for free.
Right.
So why aren't the school districts taking them up on
that? Because they don't want them protected. This is what's kind of nice about Sheriff Judd's example. Sheriff Judd put a program in where he put them through his own post academy, trained them to law enforcement standards or above, and he puts them in the school without asking permission of the school district. He does it under his authority as the sheriff, as law enforcement.
Oh, interesting.
They're basically like school resource officers, but they're volunteers. So he takes the teachers, the parents, or local military and police veterans.
But, you know, so many parents who are anti-gun, they're indoctrinated and brainwashed, they're afraid of the object of a gun. So they're afraid of a trained, compassionate, even heroic security person having a gun on the premise when that person is the one who would defend their child.
Right.
But they're afraid of that person because the person has a gun and they think guns kill people.
Until the shooter shows up, and then they're on the phone calling 911 trying to get a cop there as fast as possible.
Right.
So they want the armed guy to show up when the shooting starts, but they don't want him there to stop it in the first place.
They want a 13-minute delay and a stand-down order from Broward County.
and right. Hiding behind the sheriff's car, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. You don't train Spartan members to hide behind cars when the shootings are going on, do you?
No, absolutely not.
So they wouldn't qualify for Broward County duty?
Probably not. Well, and that goes back to the same problem. Edwin Vieira wrote a brilliant piece about this situation. He said the same thing about the border. He said the same thing about the schools. He said the president can call up the militia and put them in the schools to secure the schools, and it would trump any school district or county opposition.
Hmm.
This is a federal call-up, and you deploy the militia to protect the schools.
Wow. Yeah, it makes me wonder why he hasn't done that, because it's such a simple thing. And it costs the federal government nothing, essentially. Maybe a little bit of coordination overhead.
Yeah, a little bit, maybe.
Yeah, but people would volunteer for this.
You bet.
Okay, so let's get back to the Spartan training. We've got under a minute left in this segment. What else do people, what actually do people get trained to do? Is it?
Well, we would certainly teach them, of course, use of force. We would teach them the force continuum. We would teach them how to use their weapons effectively and safely.
Mm-hmm.
We would teach them first aid for themselves and for others, for victims.
Okay.
I mean, essentially what you would want to have someone know how to do to respond to an active shooter.
Okay, that makes perfect sense. I want to ask you a few more details about that. It's the Spartan program under Oath Keepers.
That's correct.
Okay, oathkeepers.org is the website, folks. We're going to continue with Stuart Rhodes on the other side of this break. This is Mike Adams filling in for the Alex Jones Show. Stay with us. We'll be right back with much more. It's fun, right?
Transgender.
You know,
the scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too. Until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
In Berkeley, our KPIX 5 crews were right in the middle of the chaos as both Trump supporters and anti-Trump activists come to blows.
Protesters followed Trump supporters to their cars as they left the convention center. Around the corner and away from police protection on San Carlos Street, a mob mentality took over.
You fight Trump! You fight Trump! Oh, yeah!
What do you say to the people who dragged a poor white guy out of a car and beat him?
Oh, my goodness. Poor white people. Please, oh, my, stop.
These were pure attacks. Trump supporters, men, women, even the elderly, left this building last night and walked right into danger.
This Trump supporter was the first casualty of the day, with blood streaming out of his face.
Pro-Trump and anti-Trump protesters got into it.
They're throwing things at the guy who has a Trump shirt on. Oh, he just got knocked in the back.
trying to represent your First Amendment right to free speech. If somebody comes and attacks you, it's your right to defend yourself.
It got ugly. Violence erupting at the event as fights broke out, fists flying between Trump supporters and anti-Trump supporters. It gets pretty ugly.
Yeah, I want to warn the folks watching at home. You're about to see some very violent footage.
You want to fight? You better believe you got one!
Organizers say today's rally is tremendous.
All right, so that's a look at some of the violence that Antifa carries out in the name of what, peace? I don't know. They're insane. Antifa is a domestic terrorism group.
Yes.
They are instigating violence. They wear masks to hide their identity so that they can get away with these felony assaults. They attack innocent people. You saw some of the footage there. That's just a small sample, as you're well aware.
Right.
This is why you founded your group. So let's talk about this Antifa violence and where, I mean, obviously you think it's important enough to train a group to defend innocent people against that violence.
Absolutely.
Is that because you see this Antifa violence escalating to a point of, I don't know if I want to say it, but where do you see it's going?
Well, eventually it could go kinetic. You know, the use of bombs, it could go full Weather Underground. And when they do that, whether it's with handguns or rifles or with pipe bombs, at that point we could be into a full blown civil war. It could escalate to that.
We have seen Antifa groups. I think one recently in California announced that they intended to shoot patriots and Trump supporters and start the revolution, which I guess is some communist left-wing revolution. And I've seen videos of them training with guns, although they're horrible shots. They miss at 20 yards with a rifle.
Right.
It's so bad. It's almost comical, but they think that they're going to do this.
They're delusional.
Right. But that may mean that they're going to try it because
exactly.
They don't know how quickly they'll be defeated.
That's why I bring up the Weather Underground. They were delusional as well. And yet they still, you know, pipe bombed police stations and buildings. They still cause a lot of damage. And so, but the difference now is that if an organized group as large as Antifa across the country, who are seen as puppets of George Soros, if they were to go and, like, for example, kill a Border Patrol family or an ICE family, it'd be on. I think you would see an extermination of Antifa in about a week.
Whoa.
Across the country.
What do you mean?
I think after, at that point, retired police officers and veterans would just hunt them down.
Wow.
Yeah.
Just take them out.
Blunt.
But they don't know who they are. I mean, that's the point of the masks is
right.
You don't have the identities of many of the Antifa people. So that tends to embolden them into thinking that they could carry out these kinds of killings or attacks. And,
well, they would never be able to assemble again in a black bloc. It wouldn't happen. They'd be wiped off the face of the earth if they did.
So you believe that there are enough retired law enforcement, retired military,
right.
Border Patrol, and so on, who would rise to that occasion if, like you said, let's say if a Border Patrol family were executed by Antifa.
Yeah.
It'd be over for Antifa.
I think so.
Wouldn't there be then current law enforcement response to that to try to, you know,
maybe
local police? I mean, a lot of local police in cities like Los Angeles aren't exactly pro-America, all of them. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So
yeah. I mean, we're talking about a civil war. And
okay.
It depends upon what side they're on, depending on one county to another. In California, for example,
yeah,
you cross the county lines, you're in blue or red state, basically.
Wow.
One or the other.
So
we don't want that. Be very clear
right.
about that. We don't want that. We prefer the law enforcement handle it. I think Trump needs to crack down on them, frankly.
Yeah.
And I think the local police do also.
But CNN is defending them. I mean, think about this. Not only does CNN blatantly lie with fake news reporting that they know is fake, you know, the Carl Bernstein piece recently, a great example. But CNN defends Antifa and says that attacks on Antifa are criticism of Antifa is racism.
Right.
How is that racism?
Well, that's all they got. This is what's kind of perverse about it, is that a lot of these young kids that are in these black blocs actually believe that they're fighting Nazis. They believe that I'm a Nazi, you're a Nazi. I mean, everybody's a Nazi who's not them.
Uh-huh.
And they've been conditioned to believe that. It's basically what they're being conditioned to believe is anyone who believes in traditional American life or the Constitution is a racist because it's all inherently racist.
So they think they're fighting Nazis, which is their delusion.
Right.
And we, the patriots, we might be actually fighting Nazis, which is the
fascist left.
The fascist left.
Exactly.
Who are actually marching in the footsteps of the red shirts and the Third Reich. I mean, they're the actual fascists.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I guess it comes down to who's the real Nazi. Right?
Well, I mean, here's a sick, like I told my guys not too long ago, the perverse thing is it could wind up with these young kids dying in combat, being killed by veterans,
yeah,
and believing as they die that they're fighting a Nazi,
wow,
and the Nazi is killing them, when all we are is patriots who want to be left alone and want our families safe.
And who are operating actually in the reflection of the great Americans who defeated the Nazis.
Exactly.
By the way,
yeah,
the greatest generation that fought the Nazis, the actual Nazis, stormed the beaches. We took out the Nazis and we'll do it again if we have to.
Or the commies.
Or the commies, exactly. All right, now, what about these young Antifa delusional terrorists? I've seen the training videos. I've seen them do maybe a total of 4 sit-ups. I've seen them attempt push-ups. You know, they think they're badasses. How quickly would they actually be defeated if this went full kinetic?
Well, like I said, it depends on what the stand-up fight or not, right? If they were trying to have someone in black block, it'd be over in about 2 seconds. But, of course,
what is that term you're using? I'm sorry.
Black block.
What's black block?
Well, they dress all alike.
Oh, from head to toe.
So that you can't identify them.
Oh, okay.
And that only works when people aren't shooting them. When they're shooting them, the guy in the black mask gets shot. It's pretty easy to figure that out, right?
Right.
So that,
right.
The masks don't work unless you're... The masks only work when we are within the bounds of the law and trying to be as civil as possible. Then they can get
but
away
once
with
the shooting starts, you don't want to be wearing an anti-mask.
No, absolutely not. Yeah, that's a bullet magnet.
Right. What about a red scarf?
What
about a Lenin
hammer
t-shirt?
And sickle? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
The hammer and sickle scarf and a Che Guevara t-shirt.
It's like...
Yeah, not good.
You can pretty much see that at about 1,000 yards, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
You know, and I know veterans. I know one veteran in Montana, you know, Army vet, he takes his elk at 960 yards.
Right.
That's how long he shoots. That's how far he shoots. You got guys like that have been shooting, you know, all their lives. And so the Antifa are not going to train up within a few months or years to match that.
No. I actually shoot at 1,000 yards plus out to 1,500 with a 300 Win Mag.
There you go.
But it took many, many years of training, and the wind still, you can't fight the wind. If you don't have a wind call correctly, you're 6 feet off.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, yeah, they're not going to overnight. They think it's a video game, man. They think you line up the crosshairs and you pull the trigger. That's it.
Right.
They don't know anything about ballistics.
Exactly.
They don't. Oh, okay. So your assessment is, and I would agree with you, that they would be defeated very, very quickly if it went kinetic. But what if they ran a false flag on themselves?
Right.
Get public opinion shifted against the Patriots to say they could stage Patriots murdering, you know, a bunch of Antifa people, and blame you.
It could. But one of the reasons why we started, like last year, we stepped out in Berkeley twice and guarded public events against Antifa successfully. We did a coalition. It was bikers, it was 3% groups, it was small militia groups in California, and then it was us. And we brought police professionals in as leadership. And that combined element kept things safe.
I see. So your overall posture, just to summarize, is defensive, peaceful, but ready to respond if Antifa escalates the violence.
Right. Well, we want to put protection. I'm just saying what would happen in general if they started the civil war, they'd be defeated, absolutely.
Right, right. I tend to agree with you. We'll be right back with Stuart Rhodes. More straight ahead here on the Alex Jones Show.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Continue joined by Oath Keepers Stuart Rhodes here in studio at the Alex Jones Show today. This is Mike Adams asking the tough questions. Actually, I do have a couple of tough questions for you in this final segment. Let me, someone listening to what you said in the previous segments might freak out if they're, especially if they're leftists, and they're like, oh my God, did he just describe that patriots are going to murder all Antifa people? Of course, that's not what you said, but they take everything out of context.
Right, right.
But you did say that if Antifa, you know, kills a Border Patrol family, that probably there would be a reaction that would, you know, eliminate them all.
Be on open season.
Right. But I'm going to give you an opportunity to clarify what you mean, because you're not talking about, like, death squads running around the country killing Antifa people, right?
Well,
or are you?
That's not, I mean, look. People would see this. This is what's perverse about it. Like I said, they would die believing that they were being killed by some Nazi death squad when all they really, what's really going on is a reaction to their violence, their terrorism, and the hunting down of terrorists.
Uh-huh.
You know, so we don't want to see that. We prefer to have law enforcement do it. But I think that, you know, if you have a retired Border Patrol officer and he's identified a black or Antifa cell in his community, and he knows it's now open season on his brothers by Antifa, he's going to go whack them.
Now, I got to say, when you use this term black bloc, I think you're going to be accused of racism.
No, it's a block of black clothes.
No,
people,
no, but right? I hear you.
And they're all white kids.
I know they're white kids wearing black masks,
right,
but
right.
CNN said that Antifa is an African-American group, which is nonsense, as most of these privileged white kids who, again, can't even do push-ups, they get knocked out with one punch, you know, at the protest. But when you're using that term, black bloc, it sounds, somebody's going to take it out of context.
Oh, well, tough. That's the term.
Okay. All right. Well, you're right. They chose their own black colors, even though they're mostly white kids wearing those colors.
It's nothing to do with race anyway. It's just, right. It's just they think it looks cool. You know, it's the anarchist black and red flag.
So do you think that they think that they're scary looking?
Yeah.
Because we kind of laugh at them, actually.
Yeah, they think they're scary looking.
We think they're hilarious.
Yeah.
But they might say that again, you know, that you're calling for violence or you're calling for pre-violence in certain circumstances.
I'm just being predictive. To be blunt, I'm just saying, look, if a civil war kicks off, we're going to lose.
I can agree with that.
Yeah.
If a civil war kicks off, they lose big time.
I prefer that what we do, and this is what we went out last year, a big part of it was, not just in Berkeley, but also in Portland and Boston, all over the country. One of my big motivators was, I did not want to leave a vacuum to be filled by the white nationalists, who are also enemies of the Constitution. They hate the Constitution as well.
That's correct.
They do. They openly make fun of it all the time. So if we had not stepped out and protected these gatherings, they were hoping that they would be the heroes and come in and be able to protect people, and they would grow their street cred and their authority, which is why they hate Oath Keepers, frankly.
Well, how do you keep white nationalists out of your Spartan program?
We same thing. We were going to vet them. We're hunting for them. If we find them in social media or otherwise identify them, we don't train them.
So someone has a social media post, a white nationalist post or a white supremacist post, KKK, whatever, you reject them.
Absolutely. Yeah. Because they're also domestic enemies of the Constitution.
Right.
They are.
Right. Actually, Dinesh D'Souza proved that with his recent movie.
Yeah, with Richard Spencer.
Yeah.
Right.
The guy's like,
he's a Nazi.
Yeah.
He really is a Nazi.
An actual Nazi. Yeah. We found an actual Nazi.
He's a real Nazi.
I see. Okay, finally.
He's a national socialist. So you have national socialists and you have the international socialists on the left.
Right.
So you have two competing totalitarian ideologies.
And you're opposed to both of them.
Absolutely.
Of course.
Right.
Okay. Now, what about the Sentinel program that you have? Tell us about that.
Well, that's the Oath Keeper only program. So if someone's in a Spartan program, we train them whether they join or not, whether they're another group or not. I don't care. But if they want to be part of our vetted teams, they have to join Oath Keepers. And we call those our Sentinel teams. And the primary function for them is to be people that we know we can rely on to go and protect the school or to show up at a critical event that we're protecting, like another Berkeley, for example.
Now, so how does that team interlace with local law enforcement? Would the sheriff, for example, be given a phone call to say, hey, some of our Sentinel people are also going to show up to assist? Is that how it works?
We'd say we're going to come in like we did in Berkeley. I brought in, we had about 14 retired police officers and current serving, 12 of them from California, 2 from out of state.
Uh-huh.
2 out of state were the leadership. John Kerriman, our leader from the rooftops in Ferguson, and a retired lieutenant from the D.C. Metro. So they came in, then they were armed because they can carry under LEOSA, they can carry nationwide, even in the park in Berkeley.
Under what?
LEOSA, the Law Enforcement Officer Safety Act.
Oh, okay.
Right. So a retired cop could carry, even in the Berkeley park, where no one else is allowed to carry anything.
I see, right.
Retired cops can. So we had our retired cops carrying guns in the park, ready in case there was Antifa, you know, kinetic violence. And then you had veterans, about 75 veterans, military veterans, who weren't armed, but who were, you know, wearing body armor and gloves and helmets and ready to go.
I see.
So combined forced element.
Have you ever had a situation where your group was called to an incident or a location and local law enforcement was very combative with you about that? So, you know, get out of here.
Not so far, because that's the advantage of us having a lot of police officers. They go in ahead of time and lay us on. And among police officers, there's a mutual respect.
Yes.
And they understand what they're doing and why. And they know that we're going to stay within the law. We know that we're only being defensive. And they know that our police officers are in charge.
That was fascinating having you here in studio to be able to ask you these questions in person.
But yeah, it's awesome.
Thanks for being here. So let me ask you this. You talk to a lot of cops. You know, I know a lot of cops, too, but you know a lot more than I do. What is the feeling right now about where they think things are going? Because I just keep hearing a lot of red alerts across the board. What are you hearing?
Same thing.
Really?
They're very concerned that we're seeing a breakdown in our social cohesion.
Yes.
And we're seeing the precursor to a civil war. You know,
and
they don't want to see it either.
And your cops are all, when I say your cops, I mean the officers that are members of your group, they're all pro-Second Amendment, right?
Absolutely.
There's not anti-gun cops in your group.
No.
Okay. So they love the idea. I mean, you tell me if this is true or not. They love the idea of citizens being armed and trained.
Absolutely. Right. Yeah, we had a panel of 15 police officers and oath keepers put together a white paper on exactly how they would want to see schools protected.
Uh-huh.
And it came down right along the same lines as the Sheriff Judge program. You let the teachers and staff who want to volunteer to be trained and carry guns in the school. You let parents who want to train to standard come in and volunteer. And you also let military and police veterans in the community do likewise. Absolutely.
Well, it makes perfect sense because, like you said early on, we can't just delegate security to some other group.
Doesn't work.
We are part of it.
Right. Well, the
citizens.
The teachers themselves, this is what the Israelis figured out many decades ago. The pool of people being attacked by the shooter has to be the ones who defend
That's
the school.
Right.
Because they're
right.
already there. They're always there.
That's
teachers
right.
are always there. It's kind of like with the pilots. Why not arm every pilot?
Right.
He's on the plane. He's on every plane.
Right.
Doesn't cost you any extra money at all.
And the pilots I know are all good shooters anyway. You know, pilots have a lot of handguns.
Yeah, a lot of them do.
Yeah, they're smart guys. I mean, to fly a plane, you have to be a smart individual.
Yeah.
And they're good with ballistics and everything.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. We've got a couple minutes left. First of all, I just want to say, I think it's great what you're doing, and thank you for your leadership and for your compassion for this country. I know that you get a lot of hate, as all of us do, who are pro-America.
Right.
You probably get death threatened too, right?
Oh, yeah.
Of course. In the end, when this all plays out over the next, let's say, through two terms of a Trump presidency, by the time we get to 2024, where are we in America at that point, in your view? It doesn't have to be, you know, a prediction, but just trend-wise, where do you think we are?
Well, I think they're trying to isolate him and just run the clock out on Trump. And I think we have to make sure that we take advantage of this, strike while the iron's hot. There's too much complacency out there. I think we need to be organizing and getting prepared while we have this window of opportunity where you don't have the federal government breathing down your neck. So, local.
What about the fact that the Democrats are very strong in the cities, but rural America has, of course, a lot more patriots, but how, if engagements are in the cities, isn't that kind of a home court advantage for the Antifa terrorists?
One of our strongest chapters now is in Berkeley, California.
Is that right?
Yeah. One of our best chapters is the Bay Area of California now. Because of their stepping out twice, they've developed their cohesion.
Wow.
This is one of the reasons why I'm doing this program, is we want to see more of that. We want to see more patriots coming together, realizing they can do it, and getting them on the job.
How many total members in Oath Keepers right now?
Right now about 30,000, but we want to double that. We're doing a membership drive right now, and hopefully we'll double it.
Is there a fee to be a member?
$40 a year.
Okay, yeah. So nothing.
Nothing.
Basically.
Yeah, basically nothing.
Right, right.
A couple six-packs.
One box of ammo.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, so everybody check out oathkeepers.org. If this is interesting to you, join the organization and check out the Spartan training program. Is that starting now?
Yes. They can go on the website right now and find the form to apply. And you don't need to be an oath keeper to do that, but you're more than welcome to join, whether you're prior service or not. You're welcome.
You have to have firearms experience to join?
No.
So no experience?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's the point. We'll train you.
You bring your pistol?
Yep.
Should they bring it loaded or unloaded?
Unloaded.
That's what I thought. I don't go to gun training classes anymore with groups of newbies because they're too dangerous. They walk around pointing at everything.
Okay. Depends on their training.
It does depend. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you, Stuart. It's great to have you in studio.
Right.
Thanks, everybody. That's the show. That's a wrap. We'll talk to you next time.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.